Start your day at the Torah Way, Northwest London, Sunday, 11th of Tammuz, 10th of July. Rabbi Shlomo Primack. You have a title this year? Any title? Sorry? No, no. Title of this year. Anything?
Parsha theme.
We extend a very warm welcome to Mr. Richard Kaufman, who has come to London for the mitzvah of his great grandson, Naftali Vassing.
Shalom Aleichem to the Chosh of the Tzibur, comes day by day to give the Torah, shalom the day the Torah away. And special Shalom Aleichem to Meizeder, who I think he was one of the miyasdim of this Chabura. Used to come here every day and now continues in Manchester every day. You're our guest of honor, and we're proud to have you over here. I would like to share with you a few Rashi's and a few Divrei Chazal throughout the parashas we've been reading, starting from Korach, Chukas, Bolok, and try to understand them together and see what we can learn from them. In the parasha we just read on Shabbos, Parashas Chukas, the Torah discusses the chait of Moshe and Aaron, that instead of speaking to the Sela, they hit the Sela. And the Rishonim discuss, the Rishonim have different explanations of what exactly the chait was, and what's so bad, what's so wrong, to hit the Sela instead of speaking to the Sela. And Rashi says, first the Pasuk says, וידבר השם על מוישה לאמר, ככה שמעתי, ודיברתם אל הסלע לעיניהם, ונוסן מימו ובויצייסו להם מים מן הסלע. You should speak, you should talk to the cellar, you should speak to the cellar. ויקח מוישה שמעתם לפני השם כאשר ציבו, מוישה does what Hashem tells him. מוישה gathers all of Kali Soil by the cellar, ויורם מוישה יודוי ויחס הסלע במתי ופעמויים, and מוישה hits the stone. What happened over here? Why did מוישה hit the stone? Says Rashi, first he spoke to the stone, and he thought that was the stone, and the emes, the stone, the rock that was meant to give the water, disappeared, went to hide between other rocks, and therefore he thought that perhaps Hashem meant that he should hit the rock the same way as the first time, years before Hashem told him to hit the rock. He thought perhaps now also he should hit the rock, and therefore he used his own sense and his own understanding, and hit the rock. Says Rashi, Yan lo yehemantem bi lehakdisheini. Vayomer Hashem el Moshe ve l'Aaron, Yan lo yehemantem bi lehakdisheini l'einem bnei Yisrael, lochein lo yisaviyos hakol hazeh l'oretz asher nasati lehem. What is lo yehemantem bi lehakdisheini? Says Rashi, lehakdisheini. Why is not talking to the stone, to the rock, chisorim in kiddushim shomayim? She'ilu dibartem el ha'sela, Vahoitzi, if you would have spoken to the rock, and the rock would have given the water, Hoyisi Makudosh Leine Ho Edo. Vahoimri, Klal Yisrael would have said, Ma Sela Ze She'einu Medabel Ve'einu Shemea. If Madoch, the Sela, a rock, a dry, dead rock, does not talk and does not listen, doesn't hear, Ve'einu Tzorech Lepardoso. Mekayim Diburi Shel Mokoim, Kal Vahoimr Onu. If the Sela, can't hear and can't talk, does what Hashem wants, so for sure we should be doing what Hashem wants. And because he hit the rock, therefore you don't see the Sela doing what Hashem wants. What's the difference between hitting or speaking to the rock? And if he hits the rock, and then the rock does what Hashem wants the rock to do, and the rock pours water out for all of Klal Yisrael, that's not Kiyum Motzein Hashem. Why is it less Kiyum Motzein Hashem? So perhaps Moshe Rabbeinu wasn't mekayem rotzein Hashem the way he was told. He was told to speak to the rock, and instead, he hit the rock. So it's a chesaron made in Moshe Rabbeinu. But where was the rock less mekayem rotzein Hashem by having been hit instead of having been spoken to? At the end of the day, the rock poured the water out. Klal Yisrael had loads of water to drink. So where do we see a chesaron in kvoit shomayim, in kiddush shem shomayim, by the rock not having given the water through having been spoken to, rather having been hit. What's the chesed in having been hit? What would we more have been able to learn from the rock? Would the rock have been spoken to? Kasha number one. Kasha number two. We'd like to ask you four kashas. Kasha number two is, l'choyro b'chalal, how can we learn from the rock? If the rock does rotzin Hashem, then we should also be doing rotzin Hashem. The rock doesn't have any bechira. The rock doesn't have any yitzahor. The rock has got no difficulties. The rock has got no problem to wake up in the morning, to go to sleep, to do rotzin Hashem. No problem. Hashem tells him to give water, he gives water. The rock hasn't got his own rotzin. We have our own rotzinus. We have difficulties. We want to eat something and we need to think, can we eat it, can we not eat it? Is it kosher, is it not kosher? We need to make a bracha. Which bracha do we need to make? Can we speak what we want to speak? Is it Lashon Hara? Is it not Lashon Hara? Can we look where we want to look? We have nisyonos. We have to be oimed in the nisyonos. For us, we have difficulties. So how would we learn from the rock? If the rock, it's a she'eine medaber, ein ishineya, is mekayim rotzein Hashem, so kal v'choymer, we ought to be mekayim rotzein Hashem. Why? The rock, he has a very easy time to be mekayim rotzein Hashem. You know, Hashem tells the chair you're sitting on, enable the person to sit on the chair. So the chair is very happy to enable the person to sit on the chair because the chair hasn't got any bechira. The chair hasn't got a choice not to let you sit or not to let you sit. So the chair was created by Hashem to enable you to sit. So he hasn't got the bechira, but we have the bechira. So l'choyro, how would we learn the kal v'choymer from the rock? That's kasha number two. So kasha number one is, what is the difference between hitting the rock and speaking to the rock? Why is hitting the rock less of a kiyum of Rotzein Hashem? Why is the rock less being mekayim Rotzein Hashem being hit instead of being spoken to? Question number two, the rock that does not have bechira and does Rotzein Hashem, lichoiro, is not a lesson for us that we should be doing Rotzein Hashem. We do Rotzein Hashem, we have difficulties, we need to be misgab on our difficulties. These are two kashas. Next kasha. I would like to share with you the medrash in Parashas Kukas. Yalkut Shimoini. The Peledik medrash. V'dibaratem el ha-sela, says the medrash. V'hikisem lo ne'emar. It doesn't say v'hikisem. You should hit. It says v'dibaratem. Keshehanar koton rabu imakeyu umelamdoi. When a child is young, he's koton. His teacher, his master, hits him and teaches him. Kivon shehigdil. Once he grows up, the child grows up, becomes a bocher, bedibur hu miyasroi. Then he gives him musar bedibur. He no longer hits him. Kach omar hakadosh baruch hu. So too said Hashem lo Moshe. Ksheho yosela ze kotom. When this rock was little, hikiso oisa. You hit him. Shenemar vikiso. But tzur is a little rock. Sela is a big rock. Tzur is a little rock. Says hakadosh baruch hu to Moshe. You want to learn from that I told you in the past, v'hikisem, v'hikiso batzur, you want to learn to now. No, you can't learn from then to now. Then, it was a tzur, it was a little one, it was a koton. Now, it's a sela, it's big. Avol achsho, v'dibartem el ha-sela. Now you need to speak to the sela. First of all, what does it mean? Rabbi, and by a child, the Rebbe hits the child when he's little and when he's big, he speaks to him. Two different ways of being machanach. What are the two different ways of being machanach? And second of all, what's b'chal pshat of a sela? A sela, there's a little rock, a big rock. We don't know that the rock grew. The rock didn't grow during the 40 years Klaus were in the Midbar. The same rock stayed the same rock. It's the same be'iro shel Miriam, which gave the water b'schus Miriam. And when Miriam was niftel, so they had to do this special Pa'ula that Hashem told him to speak to the rock. It was the same rock, nothing changed. What does the medrash mean that when the rock was little, the rock was a tzur, was a little rock, then you could hit him. Then you were told to hit him. Now that the rock is big as a sela, now you need to talk to him. And how do we learn from there to a child? Kasha number three. But this is Parshas Chukas. Parshas Koirach, which we also speaks about both in Koyach and in Chukas. We have the Ptirov of Aaron HaKohen in Parshas Chukas. And we have a Gdome to the Ptir of Aaron HaKohen in Parshas Koirach, where the Torah discusses the Mageifo that happened in Klal Yisrael after Klal Yisrael complained about what happened with Koirach. The Oynish that Koirach had, Klal Yisrael complained, and there was a Mageifo. And then Moshe told Aaron, I have a soid that the Malach HaMoves gave me when I was in Shomayim, take the Keteres and go into the Edo, where the Mageifo is, and withhold the Malach, hold back the Malach, stop the Malach HaMoves from doing what he wants to do. Says Rashi, over there, Vayoshov Aaron el Moshe Pesach el Moed v'Mageifo ne'etzor. Says Rashi. Ochaz es hamaloch. He held the maloch. Ve'hemidoi. And he didn't let him go. Al korchoi. Omarloi. Hanoch li la'asis shlichusi. Says the maloch to Moshe Rabbeinu. Let me do my shlichus. Hashem send me as a shliach to do this mageifo. I'm not doing it on my own accord. I was mitztave Hashem. I'm a shliach. I'm a maloch. The maloch is a shliach of Hashem. Hashem send me to do a shlichus. Let me do my shlichus. Omar loy hanach li la'asis shlichusi. Says the malach to Aaron. Let me do my shlichus. Omar loy answers Aaron back to the malach. Moshe tzivani la'akiv al yotcho. Moshe Rabbeinu, he commanded me to withhold you, to not let you go. You hear a vikuach between the malach and Aaron HaKohen. Aaron comes and holds back the malach. The Malach tells, let me do my tzivui, Hashem told me to do it, and Aaron answers back, I'm commanded by Moshe to do what Moshe told me to do. So the Malach wasn't so stupid. I'm sure you all have this question. If Hashem says something and Moshe says something, divrei Rav, divrei Talmud, divrei Mishoimim, everybody knows, in Moin Kedushin, you listen to the Rav, you don't listen to the Talmud. So the Malach HaMoves also knew this, in Moin Kedushin. Omar Loi, says the Malach HaMoves, To Aaron HaKohen, Ani shluchi shel Mokoi. I'm a shliach of the Ribbono shel Olam. V'ato shluchi shel Moshe. You're only a shliach of Moshe. You're telling me that I shouldn't continue doing my shlichus because Moshe tzivani la'akev al yotcho. Moshe told me, Ani shluchi shel Mokoi. And you're only shluchi shel Moshe. Omar loy, answers Aaron back. What? I'm thought that Aaron have to answer back. Ein Moshe oimer klumi liboy. Elo mipi agvuro. Moshe doesn't say anything miliboy. Moshe doesn't think anything on his own. He hasn't got his own svaras. Whatever Moshe Rabbeinu says is mipi hagvuro. Exactly the way Hashem says it. Mipi hagvuro. Im eina to ma'amin, Malach HaMoves, if you don't believe me, hare HaKadosh Baruch Hu Moshe Pesach Ohel Moed. Boi imi u'sha'al. Come with me and let's ask Moshe and Ribbono shel Olam. Zehu she'ne'emar v'yoshev Aharon el Moshe. So Lechoyro, we see over here a strange argument between the Malach and Aaron. Aaron saying, I'm a shliach of Moshe. The Malach saying, I'm a shliach of Hashem. And Aaron winning this argument. Aaron wins the argument. And he, v'amageifo ne'etzoro. With what koyach did he win the argument? What's the answer? Come and whatever Moshe says, he says mipi Hashem. They say that, but still you're only a shliach of Moshe. I'm a stronger shliach than you. I'm a shliach of Hashem. And you're only a shliach of Moshe. Yechira, what's the answer? More so, in this week's, in the parsha we read on Shabbos, we have another Rashi. Rashi says that Klal Yisrael did not believe that Aaron died until Vayiru kolo edo ki gova Aaron vayivko es Aaron shleishimim. What's vayiru kolo edo? Where did they see? How did they see Aaron? Aaron went to Hoiroho. He was buried in Hoiroho. They saw Aaron died. Says Rashi. Kshero u Moshe velozor yordi v'Aaron lo yorad. When Klal Yisrael saw Moshe velozor going down. V'Aaron lo yorad. Omro heichonu Aaron. Where's Aaron? Omar lohem. And told Moshe to Klal Yisrael. Meis. Omro. Efshor mi she'omad keneged amaloch. Could it be, you're saying Shtosim. How can you say that Aaron HaKohen is dead. Efshor mi she'omad keneged Malach HaMoves ve'otzar es ha'mageifo, he withheld the Malach HaMoves. How can it be that Yishlid by Malach HaMoves? He's stronger than the Malach HaMoves. Kal Yisrael understood that Aaron is stronger. He conquered the Malach HaMoves. He overpowered the Malach HaMoves. How can it be that the Malach HaMoves was shoylet in Aaron and Aaron is maced? Miyad bikesh Moshe rachmin ve'er'o malach ha'ashor Yisrohem mutol v'amito ro'o v'nerzu. Moshe asked, davened, and Aaron HaKohen was seen by all of Klal Yisrael, mutol v'mito, they saw Aaron HaKohen, and they believed. We see over here that Be'emes, Aaron had a koyach over the Malach HaMoves. He conquered the Malach HaMoves. He overpowered the Malach HaMoves by saying that he is a shliach of Moshe. And Lichoiro, being a shliach of Moshe is not a reason to conquer the Malach HaMoves, while the Malach HaMoves is a shliach of the Rebbeinu Shalom. I just want to conclude the four kashas we asked. We started off with the parasha of Mei Merivo. Parasha of Mei Merivo, where Moshe was told to speak to the Sela and hit the Sela. We want to understand what the difference is between speaking and hitting. We want to understand what the Kal V'Chomer is that we learn from the Sela, we learn from the rock to Klal Yisrael, that if the Sela does Rotzein Hashem, we should Rotzein Hashem. The Sela hasn't got any Bechira, we do. We quoted the Medrash saying that we learn Darkei Chinuch from the Sela, that when a child is little, you hit him, the Rebbe hits him. When a child is big, the Rebbe gives a musar by speaking to him. And we learn from there, we learn from the rock, that the rock, when the rock was little, he was hit, and when he was big, Hashem wanted him to be spoken to. What does it mean, a big rock, a small rock? That's kasha number three. Kasha number four, what is the answer to the Malach HaMoves? What is the answer to the Malach HaMoves? That's the answer. What's the koyach that Moshe Rabbeinu, Aaron HaKohen has, Moshe Rabbeinu has, connected to the Malach HaMoves? Arisach HaKohen, Aaron is only shliach of Moshe, and the Malach HaMoves is shliach of Hashem. This week's parasha, Parashas Bolok. Parashas Bolok, we find that Bolok hires Bilam to curse Klal Yisrael. Why did he choose Dafke Bilam, and why did he choose to curse Klal Yisrael? Why Dafke that? So Rashi brings down. Says Rashi, Maro Moyov Litoil Eitzom Midyon. Why did Moyov, Bolok, Melech Moyov, went to Midyon? Even Shero Yisrael Noitzchim Shulik Minag Oilom. That's why the Klal Yisrael has so much Hatzloche, Noitzchim Shulik Minag Oilom. Omru, Manhigom She'elu B'Midyon Nisgadeh. Nishal mehem mami dosoi. Let's go to Midian. Hari, Moshe Rabbeinu grew up in Midian, was brought up in Midian. Let's find out in Midian what Moshe Rabbeinu's koyach is, and we know how to fight him. Omru lohem, so they went to Midian, and Midian told the Moyavim, Ein koyach elo bepiv. The koyach of Moshe Rabbeinu is bepe. Omru, af onu novo yaleem ba'odom she koyach bepiv. Moshe Rabbeinu's koyach is bepe. We're going to find someone, a master with his mouth. Bilam. And Klal Yisrael, and Chazal, Darshan the Pasuk, in the end of Zayis HaBrocho, Lekom b'Yisrael kumo yishe oid, b'Yisrael lekom, aval b'um yishe oilom kom. B'Yisrael lekom, aval b'um yishe oilom kom. So, when we hear this, we hear, what? It was a novi like Moshe Rabbeinu, by the Goyim, the Madrego of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Maharil Diskin, was a Rov in Yerushalayim, a Rov in Brisk before that, at the end of his Tshuva Sefer, says he can't understand. How can it be that Chazal or Medan Metume to Kedusha, the Madreig of Bilam, maybe perhaps he was a Novi, but his Madreig was like Moshe Rabbeinu, Leikom B'Yisroel, Novi, K'moshe, B'Yisroel Leikom, aval B'um Yisroelom, Kom, there was a novi like Moshe Rabbeinu on such a madrigal. How can it be? We can sein as Asach. Zifrekt. The Maharil Diskin. There's a story with someone who used to go to the Shir of the Abarbanel. and he became an Epicurus. So they asked him, what's pshat? You go every week to the shul of Abarmanel, become an Epicurus. So he says, the Abarmanel starts off his shiur, he speaks for 2 hours, and the first half hour he asks kashas, and then I fall asleep. I ain't got koyach to stay awake for the whole thing. Fall asleep. So I stay with the kashas, and I haven't got the answers. So I ask for kashas over here, I'll try to wrap up and keep you awake. And say, okay. There's a sefer of the Talmud of the Vilna Goyim called Mayim Adirim, written by the Menachem Mendel Mishklov. I want to tell you a bit of history about this sefer. I think it's something good to know. This sefer was found in a Ksav Yad that was held by the Divrei Chaim of Tzanz. You can ask me, how does this work? The Divrei Chaim of Tzanz was Gedolei Chassidus, had a Ksav Yad of Gedolei Talmidei Hagro Mvilna. That doesn't make sense.
It doesn't fit.
And not only that, I'll read to you from the Hakdome of the Sefer of Rav Menachem Mendel. The children of the Divrei Chaim write, Ki haksav yad, this ksav yad, ho-yochoviv be'enei ho-admur mitzanz, kim'at b'chol yoim ho-yoloimet b'sefer hazeh. Almost every day did the Divrei Chaim learn in this Sefer. He never was taken off the table. He learned many svarim, and he put them back on the shelf. This sefer of the Goyen's Talmud, lo yomosh mishulchonet. V'yom ishtoikik sheyetza sefer hakodesh ana lo'ir oylom. And he had a ishtoikikus, that this sefer should be printed. He had a ksav yad, he wanted it to be printed. V'omar ki yiyah bekach toivah gedoylo lachinu b'nei Yisrael. Divrei Chaim of Tzanz, learning every day, the kviyas, in the Sefer of founder of the Goel, the Teretz is as the Goel had the Talmud of Menachem Mendel Shklovo. The Baal Shem Tov had the Talmud of Magid, and he had the Talmud, was called Menachem Mendel Mivitebsk. This Sefer, it said on it, Menachem Mendel. It didn't stand just more with them. Menachem Mendel. The Divrei Chaim felt that this is must be a Talmud of the Baal Shem Tov. He speaks the language of the Baal Shem Tov. Yeah, so this is must be it comes from that this medrash. But later on it was Nisgale that was a Talmud of the Goyen. We see that the chilukim between Chassidus and the Bashem of the Goyen aren't so far apart. If one of the Gdoyle Chassidus can even Agav, Adayim Azeh, even Litvisha who learn the Sefer Divrei Chaim of the Tzanze, because it's based on the Talmidim of the Goyen. So anyway, I want to quote to you, as a side comment. I want to read to you the Yesoid that he says. He says the following Yesoid. V'agale lecho dovor echod, says Rav Menachem Mendel, I want to reveal to you a Yesoid. He says, everything in the world that we have, be'etzem, is only a levush to what it really is. Everything in the world, he says, ach, ki kol dover ha-musog hu bilvush. Anything that we can be masik, we can touch, we can feel, we can understand, is be'etzem only a levush. U'retzoyno yisborach ne'elam. And the rotzin Hashem is hidden within this levush. Ve'eimei musog. And we don't get to understand it. We can't touch it, we can't feel it. אך מהווי הסדבורים ניכר שזהו רצוינוי, שגם הוא מוכרח לקיים רצוינוי. I'll explain. It's a difficult word. I'll try to explain so we can understand what he's saying. He says, ריבונו של עולם took something which is the most opposite of a liquid and wanted to make a nest to turn it into a liquid. לכן הוא הליכום במדבור על הרעויסון גדוילויס ונפלויס תומיד, כי מדובר הופכי, אשר גם הוא מוכרח לעצויס רצוין כהנוי. He wanted to show them that from something which בעצם is the היפך הגומו of what Hashem wants it to do, that also needs to do, is also מוכרח also is mechuyev and has to, is forced to do Rotzein Hashem. V'zeh soit kol ha-nisim v'niflois asher osu Moshe v'eini kol Yisroel. These all the nisim that Hashem made through Moshe, to the eyes of Klal Yisroel, all the nisim were to show that by the Olam he's adoin ha-koil and he can do anything. He can make the chair start walking, he can make the table start flying, he can do anything, Hashem can do anything. Because everything that Hashem created is forced, is muchrach to do Rotzein Hashem. Ad shebnei so acharoin, until this last neis, soid hasela, to'o gam Moshe, Moshe the toos, shasela ha-hu ho-yokoshe mikol asloim. It was the hardest sela, mikol asloim. V'udovar hofchi mo'oid lo'itzi mai min hasela. It's impossible. It's the most opposite. V'udovar hofchi mo'oid lo'itzi mai min hasela ze. V'nimtzo. Machmas shalavush hofchi, the levush is hofchi. Raku muchrach lekiyum rotzoin koinoi, aval atzmusoi einoi chofetz boze. I think we read enough of the Loshen. I'll try to explain what he means. The Amanda Shlomo says as well. We see a sela, we see a rock. We see a rock, substance, a rock, a table, a chair, a tree. The emes is that this rock is kuloi mole rotzoin Hashem, is waiting to do Rotzein Hashem. But there's two ways where it can do Rotzein Hashem. One way is Hashem taking the rock, hitting the rock, and forcing the rock to give water. The other way is to reveal within the rock the Rotzein Hashem which lies in the rock. Even in a dry, dead rock, a still rock, there's Rotzein Hashem which is in the rock. The rock is waiting, says Rav Mendel Shklover, is waiting to do Rotzein Hashem. As we say, this Vesmedrash was waiting this morning for us to come and to run Torah. Vesmedrash has a Rotzein. Vesmedrash has a Rotzein. I learned in Yerushalayim in a Koilel by a big Goyen, Rav Yitzchak Soloveitchik. So once we're a few Yungalites who were standing outside, having a shmuz, he comes out and says, Rabbi Yisai, the Besmedrash Beitzach of Ir Eloimdim. The Besmedrash is yearning, wants the Eloimdim to come in. The Besmedrash also has a Rotzein. But this is even deeper. A Sela, a dry rock, has an inner Rotzein, and everything in the Bria has an inner Rotzein. The whole Bria is waiting for these Galus of Hashem, is waiting to do the Rotzein Hashem. Says Rav Mendel Shklover, this is the difference between hitting the Sela and speaking to the Sela. You hit the Sela. Speaking, you speak to the Sela. What's the difference between the Sela and to the Sela? When you speak, you have a relation. You speak, and the Sela wants to do, reciprocates. The Sela answers back. The Sela wants to do is megal his, that he has a rotzoin to do rotzoin Hashem. When you hit the Sela does what he's told, but he doesn't do it because he wants to do it. He does it because he's forced to do it. It's a yesoid. We can elaborate a lot on this yesoid, but the time is short, so I'll just try to use this yesoid to explain the different points in the parsha. We asked what the difference is between speaking and hitting, so we learned now, what the basic chiluk is. We asked what the kal v'chomer. We learn from the Sela. Sela is not about Bechira, it hasn't got difficulties, we do. The Teretz is Enochanami, the Sela hasn't got difficulties. But what we need to learn from the Sela is that even a Sela, that is the most opposite thing of giving water, is able to reveal its inner Pnimis Dike Rotzin of doing what Hashem wants him to do. Even a Sela, so too we, it's not enough that we do what Hashem tells us. Definitely we need to do what Hashem tells us. Everything, all Tariq mitzvahs. But it's not enough that we just do and we're yoytzeh. What Hashem wants from us is that we should be megale, our inner rotzen, we should show that this is what we really want to do. We really want to come and learn Torah. We really want to daven. It's not enough that we go to daven. It's not enough that we are careful not to say Lashon Hara. Definitely we need to be careful. Definitely we need to be mekayim Torah mitzvahs. But we need to be megale that this is our real rotzen. We are waiting to do rotzein Hashem. That's the limud that we learn from the Sela. And that's what the Medrash says, the difference between a child when he's little and a child when he's big. A child when he's little, he still is little. He hasn't got yet his own rotzein. You have to hit him. You have to, this is what you need to do. Well, I'm not saying we need to hit our children, chas v'shalom. We haven't got the mesoros, we haven't got the kelim to hit our children. If we would hit our children, it would be just bringing out our own kas. The Chaim V'Lozhna already said that. The Chaim V'Lozhna, another Talmud of the Goyen, said that we are potter of being mekayim mitzvos teichocho, because we no longer know how to be mekayim mitzvos teichocho. If we see someone not being mekayim something, not always do we really mean that we care about Hashem. Very often we care about ourselves. And therefore we don't have the kelim to go and hit a child. But al kolponim, this is the yesod. The yesod is...
No batteries.
The yesod is... That we need to. I'm going to finish off in 2 minutes. So the yesod is that a little child hasn't got his own rotzen. You need to force him. The child grows up, he has his own rotzen. Here, the point is not to go and hit him and force him to do. The point is to be megale his inner pnimius dikel rotzen and bring out that his rotzen should coincide with Hashem, with Hashem's rotzen. So he asked, what's the Sela? There was a little Sela, a big Sela. This was the same Sela. The Sela didn't change. This was the same rock at the beginning of the 40 years and the end of the 40 years. The same rock. What changed is what Hashem wanted from the rock. That same rock, during 40 years, gave water because it was hit. Because it was forced. Now Klal Yisrael came to a madrega, to a avona, that they need to go into Eretz Yisrael, no longer do they need to do things because they have to do them. Or more correctly, they need to do things because they have to, but more so, they need to be megale their rotzen apnimi. Now, Klal Yisrael's rock grew for Klal Yisrael. It's the same rock, but it grew. Now it's already time to bring out of this rock, out of the child that grew, and bring out his pnimius dikarotzim. So just to finish off, Moshe Rabbeinu and the Malach had, you have another 2 minutes?
Yeah.
Moshe Rabbeinu and the Malach had a vikuach over here. Aaron HaKohen and the Malach had a vikuach. And we asked, what's this argument, and how did Aaron win the argument? Achil the Malach was right, that Moshe Rabbeinu is only, Aaron was only shliach of Moshe, the Malach is a shliach of Hashem. The Teretz says, yes, Malach, you are shliach of Hashem. But Malach, do you have your own rotzoin to do rotzoin Hashem? Hashem created you, like he created the chair you're sitting on, and told you to do what you need to do. You haven't got your own rotzoin to do, you haven't got your own inner rotzoin to do what Hashem wants you to do. Moshe Rabbeinu, everything he says is mipi ha'gvuro. Moshe Rabbeinu, everything he says, shchino medaberes mitir groinoi. He wants what Hashem wants. So if you have Hashem coming on one, the Malach coming, b'shlichus of Hashem on one hand, and saying, I am a shliach of Hashem. True, you are a shliach of Hashem. But mitzad sheni, Aaron says, I am a shliach of Moshe. And the gilui, kveit shomayim, the his galus of kveit Hashem, that's misgale, through doing ritzoin of Hashem through Moshe Rabbeinu, is higher than the gilui that's nisgale through the Malach. The Malach is doing because he was hit. He's like a little tzur, like a little child. He hasn't got his own rotzen. Whereas Moshe Rabbeinu is doing it because he was masig and he was megale kol kuloi, his pnimas kul koi nisgale. And that was the koyach of Aaron to conquer the Malach. We asked, the Maraldisim asked, what's the difference between Bilom? How can Chazal say that Bilom had the Madrego of Moshe Rabbeinu, Lekom Yisrael, Kom Yisrael, the Teretz says Azoi. Maraldisim explains that every Novi that says a Nevuah, it's like going through a glass. If the glass is brown, then the Nevuah comes out brown. Meaning, if the Midas of the Novi, if the understanding of the Novi is in a certain way, then the Nevuah is interpreted in a certain way. Moshe Rabbeinu was aspaklaria ha'meiro, was clear glass. Moshe Rabbeinu did not interpret the Nevuahs he received. Moshe Rabbeinu gave over the Nevuah the way Hashem said it. Exactly the way Hashem said it. Exactly the way Hashem said it. He did not interpret the Nevuahs. Because Moshe Rabbeinu was kuloi megale potzein Hashem. Says the Maral Diskin, in the Koyach of Tuma, you have the same adrega also. The Nevuah of Bilom wasn't a Nevuah that Hashem gave Bilom in order for Bilom to interpret it. Because Ochum Vei, if Bilom would have interpreted his Nevuah, because Bilom's intention was to be Mekarel Klal Yisrael. And if Bilom wouldn't have interpreted the Nevuah, if the Nevuah would have given to Bilom with an ability to interpret it, then it would have been a Chobin for Klal Yisrael. Therefore Hashem gave Bilom a Koyach of Nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu, that the Dvar Hashem is given to him exactly the way Hashem says it. No interpretations. You say it over exactly the way Hashem gave it over to you. That's what Chazal are being medame, the Madrego of Bilom to Moshe Rabbeinu. Not that he was the same Madrege in Kedusha as Moshe Rabbeinu. Not that he was the same Madrege of Havono as Moshe Rabbeinu. Fakert. The same way Moshe Rabbeinu was giving over Nevuah exactly the way Hashem said it, so to Bilom gave over the Nevuah exactly the way Hashem said it. And just to finish off, I want to read to you, this is the last thing and I'm finished, is there's a sefer of the Spietzen Rebbe. It was a Rebbe before, a pre-war Rebbe, who was a very big Machanach, and he wrote a few Sforim. One of the Sforim he wrote was called Chuyvas HaTalmidim. I'm sure some of you have heard of it. Who? Piasetna. I always get it wrong. He says, Shloim HaMelech Omar B'Mishli, Chanoich Lanar Al Pidarkoi, Gam Ki Yaskin Lo Yosor Mimeno. Zeu Iker HaChinuch. This is the Iker HaChinuch. What's Iker HaChinuch? Shloim Bilvad B'Shor Sha'anar Nar. Not only when the Nar is under the father's hand. Yad Oviv Tkifo Olov Yishma V'Yasek Mitzvoisov. Elo Gam Kshe Yigdal V'Birshusoi Afki Yaskin Lo Yosor Mimeno. So how does the father do that the child would continue after he's no longer under the father's hand? Ki achinuch lo itzivui bilvadu shemetzav es minoy talmid o yasei kach vekach. Yoiser godel v'yoiser poil min atzivu min ahergelo achinuch. Chinuch is to be megale the pnimius of the child, says the Chovas HaTalmidim. That is the point of chinuch. And if a parent is machanach his child, al pidarkoi, lefi what lies in the child, then gam ki yazkin lo yosu mimenu. Shkoyer.